We now return to programming paid for by Omira Health Centers.
Really great to have you along here on Health Empowerment here on 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver. It's our first episode of summer, celebrating the longer days, now heading towards the shorter days until December 21st, if you can believe it. And we're very thrilled to have you along. Croft Woodruff, orthomolecular expert right across from me. I'm Peter Shadd. And Croft is, of course, going to be very busy when all these total diagnostic package specials run through Omira Health Center at 983-HEAL, 983-4325. The total diagnostic special includes a consultation with Croft worth $150, a full body scan, $400, the Cardio DMO 6 heart test, $120, two sessions in the sauna, $70, but a special price for Health Empowerment customers, $499. And they're even going to throw in two free seminar tickets if you call today. And that seminar is tomorrow with Croft & Company at the Wired Bean, 7:30 p.m., North Vancouver, near Lonsdale Quay. So if you're interested in pre-registering and get the total diagnostic package with Croft and Dr. Steve, just give them a call now, 983-HEAL, 983-4325. As we welcome one of the original guests of this program and the founder of True Hope, makers of Empower Plus, and certainly a guy who's got his eye on Bill C-51, happy to welcome back Anthony Steffen. Hello, Anthony.
Hello, and wonderful to be with you again.
Well, we've been talking, of course, a lot on this program, Anthony, about Bill C-51, and there have been some, amendments. I'd like to get your take on it, and then I'll ask you about a claim that's being made by the National Post and one of their writers. But what are your thoughts on the most recent amendments to the bill?
We call them the lullaby amendments because the intention behind them is to put everybody asleep. Uh-huh. In fact, I wouldn't say a good number of people, but there are a number of people out there who now have heard that the Minister of Health has come down with these sweeping amendments and that they've heard the people and the caucus has considered it. And now that they've resolved the issue with these wonderful amendments, but they're not wonderful at all. In fact, it actually intensifies the situation and makes it worse.
Anthony, you've also been named, at least the company has been, by a reporter named Tom Blackwell from the National Post, who says that it's True Hope and the Strauss Herb Company that have started what is called the grassroots movement against the bill. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I wouldn't say that. There's no question that True Hope has been involved, and so has Peter Helgeson from Strauss. But along with a number of groups and a lot of people across Canada, we've all thrown our efforts behind this. It doesn't really concern us to have those kinds of remarks made about us, but it is a little bit unnerving in the sense they're trying to deceive the public into thinking somehow that just because there are companies involved in this, as well as people from the grassroots movement, that this is a negative thing when it's not.
Anthony Steffen joins us from True Hope here on Health Empowerment, 1410 The Buzz of Vancouver, talking a little bit about Bill C-51. So you're singing a similar tune to what Croft's been saying, to what the Green Party has been saying, and that is just scrap it, don't amend it.
Exactly. In fact, when you look into the amendments, the new definition holds that a natural health product, in fact, I'll give you the exact quote, is used in the restoring, correcting, or modifying organic function. Food does that, there's no question. That it's used in the diagnosis, treatment, mitigation, or prevention of a disease. We certainly know that vitamin C has that effect. The primary constituents now of in the list of a natural health product are a plant, any plant material, an algae, a bacterium, a fungus, or any non-human animal material. What that says is that the plants that we eat as food and the meat that we eat, whether it's fish or chicken or beef or whatever, is now considered to be a natural health product according to this definition. It's right off of the document coming from Health Canada. And the therapeutic product is now defined as a drug, a natural health product, a device, or cells, tissues, organs, or a combination of two or more things. What that means is that all foods now that we consume are considered to be natural health products, and are regulated under this act as therapeutic products. So they've now brought the food chain into this whole argument so that they can control the food that we eat.
Unbelievable. Anthony Stephan joining us from True Hope. He and his company are the makers of Empower Plus, and actually Andrew from the clinic just brought over a big bottle. And I've referred a lot of people to this product, and obviously it is having the desired effect. In fact, the one person that I referred to said that in about 5 days she felt totally different, and she struggles quite a bit with bipolar, and in particular at certain times of the month. Talk a little bit about your product and maybe give us an example of how it's changed lives.
Well, it's a very good product. It's a vitamin and mineral supplement. It has three amino acids. It's highly bioavailable, and it has a profound effect on mental illness issues, depression, bipolar disorder, ADHD. I know that sounds pretty claimy. We now have 5 medical journal publishings on the product, and there are a number of studies taking place. We don't fund the research. It's done at the university level, and it's showing some absolutely phenomenal things in helping people to correct these chemical imbalances.
And do you have to be bipolar or have ADHD to take this product? I mean, some people only suffer from, certainly last week during June, I was miserable with no sun. I mean, can this help just a regular person to feel better even if they don't struggle with some of those conditions?
I don't struggle with those things, not that I'd be ashamed to say I do, because we now recognize that they're nothing but nutritional deficiency issues. But I take it every day. All of my family members, we have thousands of people that take it every day that do not suffer like that. But they all say that they have more energy, that they have a clearer thought process, that cognitive function is much improved, and memory, that kind of thing. So it has a lot of positive effects. Well, it's a full-bodied nutrient supplement with 36 different vitamins, minerals, amino acids. So you would expect that that would help the body in many, many ways and in many, many areas.
Anthony, what would a month's supply of the EM Power Plus cost a person?
For a person that is not suffering with a mental issue, because we recommend that they double up if they do in order to overcome it.
The price to double up, say, for a person.
If you're going to double up, you're looking at about $160 a month. And if you're going to take it just for maintenance, it would probably run a person about $65 to $70 a month.
So I was kind of correct in my assessment that on maintenance, you're looking at maybe about $50 or $60 worth of vitamins per month. That eliminates, say, about $1,000 worth of antipsychotic drugs.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's the amazing thing about it. We did a little study last year based on the stats and the number of people in Canada taking it, and we saved the healthcare system in Canada alone, because people are paying for it, the healthcare system doesn't, $66 million.
And that explains why Big Pharma and their friends in Health Canada are very, very worried if this is allowed to continue.
Oh, absolutely, because it, the people that we talk to every day that are buying the product are saying, I don't have to visit my doctor anymore. Not that we discourage that. I don't need psychiatric attention. I'm not in the hospital 2 to 3 times a year anymore. I don't have I'm not a burden on the system anymore. But what you're saying is exactly right. We think that's why the company has been so profoundly attacked. It's just a vitamin mineral product.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. One of your biggest fans is a Harvard psychiatrist. He just doesn't have to see his patients that he used to see before, because he's got them taking EM Power Plus. What an endorsement.
Well, it is. It was a wonderful thing when he bore witness in the courts about the positive effects of this, and the judge certainly saw through it and saw that, in fact, the judge came out and said something, I can't quote it exactly, it's on our website. Thousands of people suffering with mental illness have been assisted with this product without the negative side effects created by the medications. And we're depending upon us to continue to distribute and assist the people with the True Hope program. It's on the website, the exact quote, but it was quite an endorsement when you get a court saying those kinds of things after they looked at the true evidence of it.
Hey, Anthony, what is your website?
www.truehope.com. truehope.com, truehope.com.
Time flies so fast when you're on with us, Tony, and hopefully we could chat to you in future episodes. But continued good luck, and I guess continue the fight against Bill C-51.
Thank you. If you could also get people to go to the other website, which is the C-51 website at StopC51. StopC51.com. Thanks very much for your time.
Always a pleasure, Anthony. Thanks for coming on. Anthony Steffen from True Hope, the makers of Empower Plus, and we thank him. We're going to talk to another one of the first guests we ever had on the program, the maker of Strauss Herb, the heart drops that are available at Omira Health Center, 983-HEAL, 983-4325. They're the ones putting together the total diagnostic package. I'll run through the complete package here in just a moment, and you can pre-register today and also get two free seminar tickets to the Health Empowerment Speaker Series, which is happening tomorrow at the Wired Bean. Croft will be in attendance. The telephone number at Omira is 983-HEAL, 983-4325. The website is omira.ca, and you're listening to Health Empowerment on 1410, The Buzz of Vancouver.